This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. The ethanol industry is feeling confident about the future of ethanol, with President Trump and GOP lawmakers' plans to reduce support for electric vehicles. We will hear more from Troy Bredenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
The president and congressional Republicans propose ending EV tax credits and Biden administration tailpipe emission rules that favor EVs, in addition to cutting charging station funding. The ethanol industry had expected gas ethanol-powered vehicle sales to decrease with the rise of EV sales. However, the Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Bredenkamp says the playing field is now being leveled.
Long term, we think that bodes well for the liquid fuel and the internal combustion engine. In terms of liquid fuel, we think that we're one of the best options out there in terms of not only renewable, but emissions, and obviously price friendly for the consumer.
Without EV tax credits, favorable tailpipe rules, and more chargers, the Washington Post reports that industry experts expect canceled investments and factory shutdowns. How might this impact the future of hybrid vehicles that use both ethanol and electric power?
The hybrid vehicle also qualified for that tax credit, so the tax credit being eliminated would have an impact on hybrid technology. But I think at the end of the day, I think eventually both the consumers and the manufacturers hopefully get to the point where hybrid technology is the winner.
Bredenkamp says that the biggest priority for the ethanol industry remains the proposed nationwide implementation of year-round E15 sales.
That's going to lead to a lot more ethanol production. That's going to lead to a lot more corn grind and ethanol and corn demand.
According to the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, year-round E15 sales nationwide could provide a new 7 billion gallon a year market opening for ethanol. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.